Squeaker are veterans of the Adelaide music scene, having produced many original tracks and played alongside the likes of Bellucira, the Super Jesus, and Pseudo Echo. Their melding of alternative rock and pop has garnered them critical acclaim at the SA Music Awards and Music Oz Awards. I'm joined now by Steve, drummer and programmer for Squeaker, ahead of the launch of their new single, Parasite. How are you this morning, Steve?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thanks for having me in.
Thanks for being here. Now, tell us a little bit about the band. It's a four-piece set. Who else is involved?
Yeah, it's a four-piece band. We have Georgie on vocals. We've got Roger on guitar and OG on bass. So drums, bass, guitar.
And vocals. You're a programmer. What does that involve?
Oh, it's just another term for, arranging of computer-oriented music parts.
That's so very important for the pop aspect, I imagine.
Yeah, it's something I've always enjoyed, even back way before it was as common as it is, so yeah.
So when did you guys first get together and start making music?
Well, Roger and I and Georgie, we were making music together in our teens, like years ago,
You don't have to be too specific. In the 90s,
yeah,
that's good.
In the 90s, like when we were really young. Mm. But Squeaker, we formed that as an entity in 2002, and it went through a lot of changes, and we didn't do an awful lot until 2007. Had various lineup changes, and so what we are now and what seems to be the most coherent lineup has been since 2011 when OG joined the band.
Okay.
Until then, we'd sort of been through a few bass players and had some changes.
But you think you've got the balance right since 2011?
Yeah, for sure. OG was just the sort of bass player that we'd been waiting for, really. Mm. And to match, he had the attitude and the enthusiasm for original music, and that's probably more the issue than the playing. When you're looking for someone to make original music, so.
Yeah, you guys do a lot of original music. What's your process for writing new material as a band?
It tends to start, in the past it has started with my ideas that I bring to the table, so I'll put together demos with Georgie at my house, and then we bring it to the rehearsal, and then we workshop them as a band. So at the moment, I'm probably the primary songwriter. We are starting to write a little more together now over the years. I think it took me a while to relinquish the creative control a little, which, you know, sounds bad, but, you know, after a lot of bad experiences, I wanted to try and set a direction and a course for the band, and we've got that now, so.
But you're all on the same page, more or less.
Very much so, yeah.
So what are some of the old-school influences you guys draw on?
Well, I saw the other day that old-school is now classified 90s music. Is that old-school?
Oh, geez, I guess so. We only go by the iTunes definition or whatever.
Yeah. Look, I mean, they're wide and varied. Common influences of ours very much in the 90s era and 2000s. I think they were the years where we were forming our own ideas and listening to music. You know, intensely. Still do, but so, you know, bands like Soundgarden is a common one. These days, we really enjoy what Muse does. I'm a massive Nine Inch Nails fan. I know that OG loves Duran Duran and, you know, that sort of thing.
Hmm.
And Rog, he loves pretty much everything. I mean, he's right into country music too, which is always brings something fresh to what we're doing. So,
would you describe the messages behind your music? The subject matter that you tend to deal with in your songs?
It's all pretty personal. I guess a lot of it comes from me, so I tend to, you know, write about how I'm feeling about things or how I view something. Actually, the album that we released, what year was that? 2 years ago, In Love and Madness. That was a massive journey for me when I'd been diagnosed with depression and was dealing with that and had been on medication. So I'd been in the thick of the worst of it and coming out of it. So, you know, a lot of that album, thus the title, In Love, In Madness, you know, there was a real yin and yang around that time in my life. So, you know, that was personal things. I don't think it's really changed too much. I mean, the new EP that we're going to release very soon that this single is from is based on experience, but...
I suppose that's how you know, listeners can develop a connection with the music if they can relate to it on a personal level.
Yeah, I hope so. I think all you can do is try and be as honest as possible in what you're saying, you know. Mm.
And what's the story behind your new song, Parasite? If I may ask.
Well, okay, I'll keep it fairly vague because it was a direct reaction to a particular individual in my life at one stage. But in short... it's a reaction to a time where I felt used and lied to for someone, you know, parasite being something that attaches and feeds off of you.
Yes.
And I felt that was the case in a particular relationship, and that was the angry vent, I think.
Speaking with Steve from local band Squeaker ahead of the launch of their new single Parasite tomorrow night. Now, where can local music lovers go to catch the single launch?
It's going to be at the Crown and Anchor, Crown and Anchor Hotel, which is in Grenfell Street. Mm. And, with us we've got a couple of other great bands, Newseum and Colour Machine as well.
It's a great live music venue. What are some of your favourite live music venues around Adelaide?
Well, Crown and Anchor is a massive favourite. I mean, I do tend to book most of our local shows there. I just love it. I really like the Ed Castle. I like the Gov, of course, when we've had the opportunity to play the main stage there. That's been awesome. I can't really think of any others right now. Where else have we played? We've done the, you know, producers and...
They're the main ones that I tend to look at when I'm trying to find people to come on, because they always have such great local talent.
Actually, I really loved producers, the beer garden area there.
Yeah, that's all closed down now, isn't it?
I know.
It's a shame.
And World's End was great too when the outdoor area was...
What's that now? Like the Woodstock or something?
I don't know.
Something.
I think it's... pastel colours and acoustic guitars now. I don't really know. It used to be quite a rock venue, but...
Yeah, now it's very shiny and new looking.
It is.
So you've been engaged in the local music scene for a while, would you say?
Long time.
Has it changed or developed in any noticeable ways since you started paying attention?
I think it has changed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's changed a lot. I mean, I've worked in the original music scene, probably not as long as the cover music scene, because I'm a self-employed musician as well. So, you know, I started playing in 1996 was when I started working as a professional muso. And, you know, there was a lot more gigs, a lot bigger audiences, you know. Smoking laws hadn't emptied out the rooms. and so, I mean, I don't think it's... with original music, I don't think it's... it's not gotten worse necessarily, but I do think that it was probably a little more vibrant some time ago. I think it's now there's more distractions, and I don't think...
And noise complaints and things like that.
Yeah, there's that as well. And, there's a large saturation of gigs online that people can go and see, so I feel like sometimes maybe the crowds are dispersed a bit more than they probably were a number of years ago, but... You know, at the same time, it's alive and well, you know, there's still a lot of live music lovers out there, so...
Are there any particular local or national bands playing at the moment that you're interested in?
National bands?
Local or national?
Well, local bands, I really love Talk. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of Talk?
No.
Great band.
I shouldn't admit to not knowing things, I'm in the business of learning.
You can't know them all, but Talk is they're a great trio. I love what they do.
We'll get them on next week.
Yeah, do that. Mad Cactus is a band I discovered recently that I think is doing some really quality stuff. And, you know, a lot of the bands that we've been involved with over the years, Image and Brave, we're good friends with and enjoy seeing their shows. Steph's a little powerhouse. Yeah, look, there's so many that I could say I'm really into. National bands, I don't really know. I know of a few in Melbourne that I really like. Verona Lights is a band that I really like. Bella Sera, but they've sort of disbanded now. Crystal Ignite's doing her solo thing, so...
Well, everything's salvageable online, so...
That's right.
Yeah, if you've got any good tips, people can always go and look it up and have a listen. So just to wrap up with, Steve, are there any projects the band is working on at the moment that we can look forward to?
Yes. We're going to release an EP.
That's very exciting.
Six tracks. We've put out... We've had a lot of interruptions in the last 12 months, just in lots of things in the background that have been going on. So we've had to postpone the release of that. But in the meantime, we've put out The Touch earlier this year, I think in March, and Parasite we've put out online, but we thought we'd, you know, do a live show to launch that one. And those two songs are from the EP that we're going to release before the end of the year, so... I'm really happy with it. It sounds great. There's some real bangers on there. So,
well, it's definitely something we can all look forward to, and hopefully a few accompanying live shows as well when that time comes.
Absolutely, yes.
Fantastic. Well, you can catch Steve and the rest of Squeaker, local alt-rock pop band, tomorrow night at the Crown and Anchor. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
This